The trip has been long and the cost has been high, but no great thing was ever attained easily. A long tail, like a tall tower, must be built a stone at a time. Now, however, as the end draws closer, you must mark yon two travelers walking toward us with great care. The older man, he with the tanned, lined face and the gun on his hip, is pulling the cart they call Ho Fat Too. The younger one, he with the oversized drawing pad tucked under his arm that makes him look like a student in days of old, is walking along beside it. They are climbing a long, gently upsloping hill, not much different from hundreds of others they have climbed. The overgrown road they follow is lined on either side with the remains of rock walls. Wild roses grow in amiable profusion amid the tumbles of fieldstone. In the open, brush-dotted land beyond these fallen walls are strange stone edifices. Some look like the ruins of castles. Others have the appearance of Egyptian obelisks. A few are clearly speaking rings of the sort where demons may be summoned. One ancient ruin of stone pillars and plinths has the look of Stonehenge. One almost expects to see hooded druids gathered in the center of that great circle, perhaps casting the runes. But the keepers of these monuments, these precursors of the great monument, are all gone. Only small herds of bannock graze where once they worshipped. Never mind. It's not old ruins we've come to observe near the end of our long journey, but the old gunslinger pulling the handles of the cart. We stand at the crest of the hill and wait as he comes toward us. He comes and comes, relentless as ever, a man who always learns to speak the language of the land, at least some of it, and the customs of the country.